In the lunchtime edition, the BUT gives the Ministry of Educational Transformation until the end of the day to confirm reinstatement of a term's vacation leave for teachers or face industrial action. The Democratic Labour Party launches its campaign for the imminent St. James North by-election, calling the poll a defining moment for the country and declaring key issues will be the cost of living, crime, and what it alleges is government's abuse of power. Meantime, in St. James North, residents polled today say Edmund Hinkson will be missed and the ruling BLP will likely retain the seat. Barbados's Prime Minister Mortley warns that countries like Barbados face increasing difficulty getting insurance as she urges world leaders to redouble efforts to tackle the climate crisis. Good afternoon. I am Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, has given the Ministry of Educational Transformation until the end of the day to confirm the reinstatement of the term's vacation leave policy for teachers or face industrial action. Teachers' unions met this morning with officials of the ministry after the BUT yesterday issued a circular to its members serving notice of its intention to embark on a two-day sick out in protest of what it alleged had been the refusal by government to reinstate the term's leave in addition to other matters. The union argues that under the general orders, teachers are entitled to a term's vacation leave after completing 15 years of service and every 5 years thereafter. Following today's meeting, the BUT General Secretary Gilbert Carmichael told Starcom Network News, the ministry has agreed in principle to reinstate the leave, but that has to be ratified by the Ministry of the Civil Service.
The ministry did state that they have agreed to reinstate terms leave, but the final outcome rests with the Ministry of the Public Service as the matter deals with terms and conditions of service, and as you would imagine, that rests with the Ministry of the Public Service. So we're just awaiting some dialogue between the two ministries to bring closure to this situation. Well, the ministry has affirmed this position, while it seems as though that the Ministry of Public Service is now the one to solidify this circumstance to bring closure to this.
And the ministry has been issued an ultimatum to confirm by today the decision to resolve the more than 10-year-old issue.
As you would appreciate, this is an issue that has remained unresolved for just over a decade. During this meeting, the union would have reiterated its position on the urgent need for the reinstatement of terms leave and conveyed the overwhelming mandate that we received from our members in support of this cause. The ministry has been given until the end of the workday today to affirm its position and secure the stance of the Ministry of the Public Service on the matter. The union's next steps, however, will be guided by the outcome of this response, and we remain committed to advocating for the rights and well-being of our educators, and we are urging the ministry to act decisively and transparently.
The BUT General Secretary Gilbert Carmichael. The Democratic Labour Party, DLP, today effectively launched its campaign for the imminent St. James North by-election, calling the poll a defining moment for the country and declaring that key issues will be the cost of living, crime, and what it alleges is government's abuse of power. Flanked by the DLP candidate Felicia Dujon and party president Senator Andrea Worrell, the opposition leader Ralph Thorne told journalists at a news briefing that key national issues will be the focus during the campaign.
But Barbados is not that big a country that you can disjoin national issues from local issues. And we know from our campaigning across Barbados, our canvassing across Barbados, that the main issues in this country confronting the people of this country have been cost of living. People are not doing well. People are not eating well. People's lives are stressed. People simply do not have enough money to chase after the high prices of goods in the supermarket. So cost of living has to be a major national issue. And joined with St. James North, we know it is a local issue in St. James North as well. We will not leave this discussion unless we tell you about crime. crime is affecting every nook and cranny in Barbados.
Meantime, the DLP candidate, Ms. Dujon, says the people of the constituency have embraced her and promised them robust representation.
Be sure that I'm here to give you the type of representation that is needed. For the past few weeks, I have observed, I have walked into the constituencies, I have spoken to you within the constituency, and I've heard your concerns. These are concerns that you've had for the last 15 years. These are concerns that you've had for the last 7 years under this government. This government is a government that does not listen to the cries of its people.
And in the constituency this morning, this was some of the reaction.
I so sorry, right? That Henson stepped down. I was said step down. Henson was a good man to the people in the neighborhood. He helped from the young to the old. And let me tell you, who I want for run election for down here? Chad Blackman, telling you, that is me, man.
Edwin is a tower of strength. He has done a lot of exciting things for the constituents of St. James North. I was part of his foundation, and we would put together yearly programs for our youth. So I wish Edmund all the best.
Well, he done his time. He done his time. I wish him well. He did a good job, and I wish him well.
Whoever takes his position and come in power, I will let him do the same that he did. Not being biased, I understand they got good and the bad, but still try to help as much as possible.
Residents of the constituency of St. James North in the lunchtime edition. Well, Barbados' Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltley has urged world leaders to redouble efforts to tackle the climate crisis, as she warns that countries such as Barbados face increasing difficulty getting insurance due to climate-driven events. Ms. Maltley was addressing a global forum entitled The Leaders' Session on Climate and the Just Transition, convened to mark Earth Day 2025.
We need equally to recognize that unless we face the very, very grave problem of insurance becoming more and more difficult for our citizens and businesses to access, we may well find our countries being uninvestable, because what is uninsurable is uninvestable in this modern financial system. At the same time, we need to recognize that we have not come anywhere close to being able to get the behavioral changes at the individual level, particularly in areas where there is water scarcity or where there are floods, and where actions can be taken to be able to bring greater resilience and adaptation at the individual level, at the local level, at the state level, and of course at the national and regional levels.
Ms. Maltley urges global leaders to set 2040 as the deadline to achieve a methane-free world. Starcom Network Incorporated has launched its digital screen advertising campaign in partnership with Jordan Supermarket this morning. Nation Group CEO Noel Wood, along with the management and advertising team at Starcom Network, were at the official launch at the Fairchild Street branch of the Jordan Supermarket. Starcom's general manager, Anthony Green, explained that the launch is a partnership with the supermarket and forms part of the company's 90th anniversary celebrations.
Today, we are proud to announce this new screen advertising initiative and our new partnership, the Jordan Supermarket, being the first to come on board with this initiative. And we are doing so with Jordan Supermarket, a name that is deeply rooted in the community as well as we are. Our companies have been neighbors for years. We share a river road together, but a shared commitment as well to serving people. And now through this partnership, we are combining our strengths to bring dynamic screen advertising to all four, not just the one here at River Road, but all four of the Jordan Supermarket locations.
Starcom's General Manager Anthony Green. And U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance says his country will walk away unless Ukraine and Russia agree on a deal, echoing recent comments from other U.S. officials. His warning came after London talks between officials from the U.K., France, Germany, Ukraine, and the U.S. aimed at securing a ceasefire were downgraded after the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Special Envoy Steve Bickoff pulled out. Our top stories. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, gives the Ministry of Educational Transformation until the end of today to confirm reinstatement of a term vacation leave for teachers or face industrial action. The Democratic Labour Party, DLP, launches its campaign for the imminent St. James North by-election, calling the poll a defining moment for the country and declaring key issues will be the cost of living, crime, and what it alleges is government's abuse of power. Meantime, in St. James North itself, residents polled today said Edmund Hinkson will be missed and the ruling BLP will likely retain the seat. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley warns that countries like Barbados face increasing difficulty getting insurance as she urges world leaders to redouble efforts to tackle the climate crisis. The U.S. threatens to walk away from Ukraine peace talks unless Ukraine and Russia agree to its proposals. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, and Stetson Bab.
Don't miss the latest from with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.